This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Brandt. I don't sound normal still. I'm not feeling very good. I'm sorry about that. But at least I sound cool.
Yeah, for the time still hanging around here.
Still sounding cool. The only problem is for me to sound cool, I have to like feel terrible.
Hey, got to pay a price sometime.
I guess so.
Just deal with it.
Susan wrote on my Facebook, LOL, I thought there was a new DJ on just now. And I thought, oh, no. And then I heard you explaining. By the way, I love Cheryl's laugh. Mm-hmm. You guys are a huge blessing to me. And I like the name Cheryl.
Oh, yeah. People do that a lot, actually. Yeah.
And thank you, Susan, by the way. But I thought
maybe
we should get rid of...
Maybe this will be the Barry and Cheryl show.
So I was thinking instead of Brant and Sherry, it would be Cheryl and Barry.
just until the antibiotics kick in.
Cheryl and Barry until I get something to treat this condition. And then we'll switch back. Tomorrow night, the Olympics start, and they have the big opening ceremonies and all that sort of stuff, which I don't understand why those are so popular.
Okay.
You actually watch the opening ceremonies?
I do not.
Well, they walk in. I get the walking in. I think it's neat with all the nations and stuff, but The show never makes any sense.
Okay.
It'll be like there's people, you know, like there's an ice rink, and it'll be like robots skating around, and then there'll be like lasers making a big Pokemon, and then native dancers doing some thing around a giant chicken head or something.
They're just trying to accommodate everyone.
<It's> like, <exactly. laughs>
Everyone has to feel welcome.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, it kind of appeals to me, especially if they have robots ice skating.
But at some point, you're like, what exactly?
Yeah, what is reality anymore? And then they'll have some mascot you can't pin down. What is this?
And what does it represent?
Alien or an animal or what? But they've spent a lot of time coming up with it. News here about your teeth. And this is going to be upsetting to some people. I can tell you this. People who are like militant flossers, you are not going to like this at all. They did this in-depth study asking where the government got information that flossing was really good for you. And it turns out that information doesn't exist.
Okay.
And it's a long story about this investigative thing, but they have found that the whole flossing thing is questionable, and it might even harm you in many cases. Like, if you don't do it right, but it also frees up some germs that can cause problems in your body. I'm not making this up. It is true that I don't like flossing, so...
Yeah, I was going to say.
Naturally, I was excited to see this. But, they're trying to find the...
So this is like Flossgate. So you're saying the government came up with this idea.
Because Big Floss, like the people who make the...
I didn't make this up.
It is in the thing. I read the thing. You know what's weird is here I talk on the radio about Jesus and God and stuff like that. Well, maybe this isn't weird. It won't surprise you at all. But like, I need people to talk to me about the same things that I'm telling you, like to tell me they're true again. We have to be reminded all the time. I'm no different. And I struggle with being ashamed of myself for a number of reasons. But one of them is I'm ashamed that I'm not doing enough for God. Like I'm lazy. And I just feel lazy all the time. Like, and I berate myself in my head and I'm lazy. I don't get enough stuff done. And maybe you can relate to that. I don't know. But the funny thing is, I could easily go on the air and tell you, don't feel that way because, you know, God's already done everything and it's not about you anyway. At the same time, I had a conversation with a guy yesterday who I respect, and he was telling me, well, it's okay. You know, it's all right. God still loves you, and there's probably reasons why you feel that way that aren't really true, but you're ashamed and you shouldn't be. And I just soaked it up. I'm like, man, just keep talking. We're at a picnic, and he just went on. I'm like, yeah, just keep telling me that, please. So I'll keep telling you that, and I hope people keep telling me that, because otherwise our default thing is shame, and it drives us apart from God when we really should be running toward him. We debuted a new feature yesterday. As long as I sound like this, I'm sick.
Yeah.
But sound kind of cool. I mean, let's be honest. So
for a limited time only.
For a limited time only. Just like Cinderella's ball. Like, this cool DJ is going to turn into a pumpkin at any moment as soon as he starts getting better.
So go ahead and soak this in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thought we'd do like a Barry White Reads Jokes segment.
Oh, okay. We're going to do that again.
Yeah.
All righty.
No one asked for it again, but here it comes. I found this. I thought this was funny.
Okay.
All right. Sound all cool. My sister bet me $100 I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. Yeah, you should have seen the look on her face as I drove pasta.
Okay, so.
Come on.
You drove past her.
Come on, I drove pasta.
I drove
couldn't
pasta.
Build a car out of spaghetti.
Yeah, I know. Drove
you
pasta.
Should have seen the look on her face when I drove pasta.
I get it.
Yeah. Super, super cool. Yeah.
And you're saying that joke is better because of the voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Something's kind of messed up with the Olympics starting tomorrow and everything. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say Olympics.
Like, what do you mean? What would you think you were supposed to say?
I know I can't play the bum, 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 bum.
Why?
Theme because they'll sue you.
Oh, man.
They are so protective. They as soon as we would play that on the air, they would pinpoint our location and paratroop lawyers. They are so upset about it. It's amazing. They just guard that trademark stuff.
Why? I mean, it's all promotion.
I know.
It's all us
I know.
Talking about
Trust me.
It.
I can't. I think I'm in trouble for even going bum, 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 bum.
I'm going to look at the door here and see who's coming in.
Next thing I'll be down on the floor with my arms behind my back. There are these super achievers, people that are constantly getting stuff done. And that's like the ideal in our culture. Like, get you know, you get this and this. I'm busy. You busy? Yeah, I'm busy. If you say you're not busy, like, what's wrong with you? What is the problem? You're slacking here. I'm one of those people who struggles to get momentum to do anything. Like, it's weird to describe to people, and I don't want it to sound like a downer, but, like, if I don't have a deadline screaming at me in the face, it's tough to get going. Like, there's so much inertia. I can sit for hours with nothing, like just sitting there and be perfectly content.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to ratchet up the desire to do something. That's one of those things, if you struggle with depression, you know what I'm talking about? Because I don't, that's the best way I can describe it to people who don't know what that's like. Like the stuff, it's like, obviously you need to do this, I know. But there's no get up and go. There's no fire underneath you. And when you do have that fire, you know, every now and then it's like, oh, this is great. This is how normal people feel. But all this to say, if you are somebody who's like that, you struggle with depression, I totally understand. I had a friend tell me yesterday that God still loves us anyway. And I needed to hear it. I needed to hear that. And I just thought I would pass that along to you too. Hey, some good news for you. If you struggle with depression or you like know somebody who does, apparently in the Bible, and I've read this too, there's all these stories of people who struggle with it too. Some very prominent people in the Bible, but God doesn't write them off. Mm-mm. He seems like he still loves them, even though they're struggling with depression. A classic example, we talked about this guy, Elijah.
Yeah, we talked about him yesterday, and he did this amazing feat. God did this amazing feat through him where these prophets were, you know, taking care of fire from heaven rains down.
Yeah.
And literally, it feels like 20 minutes later, he's on the side of the road crying. He's scared for his life. He just goes into this kind of depression.
Yeah, total depression.
And God sends birds to feed him. He goes to a mountain. He's in depression there. God kind of, it says he spoke to him in a still small voice. God is showing us every step of the way. I'm still here. I'm not leaving you.
So please hear this. If you're like me or you're like Elijah or whatever. The other thing is sometimes stuff happens and you can predict you're going to be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not naturally like clinically depressed, like a big event, you move, you lose a loved one, you get married, all the something you build up to, count on it. And so after Elijah has this big showdown, it's like totally predictable, especially with that personality type. And here's God tenderly caring for him instead of going, what is the matter with you? We've been kind of talking about a tough thing, and that is depression. If you know somebody who struggles with it, or maybe even periodically go through it, like, it's just such a human thing. It really is. The problem is, though, a lot of times in religious circles, people can't handle it. They just can't handle it because it feels like, well, then, what about God? I mean, God should be enough. You should be fine. You should never feel depressed. But that's why the Bible is such a blessing. Like, it tells us what God is actually like. Like, we can make up our cartoon version. In our cartoon version, God's like, everybody's smiling and happy all the time and motivated. Like, but that's not what we get in the Bible. we get people who do struggle with this, and God loves them and uses them anyway.
It seems like the majority of them, like he really went out of his way to show us that as much as that can happen, that that's even more that he's there.
And to have people come up to you in my life, like in my, I've had this happen because I've talked about it on the air and people are like, well, brother, you know, you just, here's the problem. You're caught up in sin or you're caught up in this or you're, you know, this and that. You're not doing this enough, praying enough, reading the Bible enough, doing this enough, whatever the thing is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do you know, you don't even know my biography. How could you possibly tell me I'm not doing this enough for that enough? Like, I was 7 years old. I felt this way. Seven. Was it because I was failing as a Christian? Well, maybe so. Mm-hmm. Maybe so. I don't think so. I don't think that's what's going on. I think God knows that we're made out of dust, and he loves us anyway. Yeah, get some inquiries about this. If you're a listener to the show, which you are because you're listening right now, we're trying to develop some uniforms that you'll have to wear. Yep.
Okay, I thought
and
we
this
hadn't.
Is why we've had inquiries. People are going, where's my uniform? They want them. And this will identify you as a listener. Mm-hmm. And they're very trim. They're kind of like Star Trek Next Generation, a little insignia.
That doesn't fit everyone's body type. I thought that's why we decided not to do it.
No, we're still doing it because it gives you an incentive to lose weight. Everybody. You in the general sense.
I understand.
So that... You.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. But here's the delay. Here's what's going on. The delay is I decided to upgrade these before. So the problem is I keep coming up with new ideas for them before we issue them.
Got it.
And they won't be required. But I want real-time biometric data. So we're updating the sensors in these so that I can look at my computer and see how everybody's doing.
Okay. All the listeners.
But I also want neurofeedback. Like, if I issue a decree over the air, what I want everybody to do, I don't want to see brain waves going, I don't know about that. But I want to be able to at least monitor it so I know who's really on the team and who's
and
not.
Who's, yeah, who's, well, I mean, in their mind, they may be defiant, but they may go ahead and do it.
Yeah, well, we'll see
you
about that. I just want to keep track. So this I don't think it's intrusive. It'll
you don't
just
think
be,
it's creepy?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just, yeah, get stuff done together.
And this is for the listeners. I don't have to wear one, right?
Oh, you will. You get like a special color, like a lieutenant.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Look at
it's kind of good, Sherry. In case you think, hey, Brant's been replaced by a cooler sounding guy.
Nope.
It's just sick Brant.
Who could be cooler,
Some
maybe?
Some people are excited, like, oh, a new guy, good. Good.
Nope.
No. But I do sound pretty cool, and it's only going to last so long. Who knows? Tomorrow I may not be able to sound this cool.
Okay, so you got to maximize it while you can.
Totally, that's exactly the idea.
All right.
I'm being cool here, and we've got a new feature, which is not going to last long.
Yes.
Short-lived.
Limited time.
Limited time only feature. Barry White reads jokes. And so, how about this? How many South Americans does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
This
Barry?
Has the potential to sound racist.
Yes, it does.
But
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
No, why? I wouldn't do that.
Barry White would never give a racist. Not the Barry I know.
This isn't the Barry White I know. He would never sink to. Let me start over.
Okay.
How many South Americans does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
A Brazilian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This has been Jokes with Barry White. That's a good one. It's topical because the Olympics.
Yes, okay.
You
got
can
it.
Use that with friends.
Got it.
Yeah, Barry wants to help you with your friends. One thing you may have never thought about, but it happens in a lot of other countries. If you lived in another country and you had some kind of sickness or disability or something that was significant, you know what people tell you? They tell you it's because you're cursed by God or the gods or something like that. And that's something like I'm going to go to the doctor today. Nobody's going to tell me that. I doubt. I'll be shocked if the doctor's like, well,
yeah, call me if that
cursed.
Happens. I'd like to be in on that.
Yeah, exactly. But this is true. I just got back from Ethiopia. I mentioned this with the Cure International Hospital there. But that's what all of those kids face. They have some sort of a correctable disability that in the U.S. would be no problem. We'd fix it. But there, they're told you're cursed because of something you did or your mom did. And it's just guilt and shame upon your disability. And people don't want to be around you because they're afraid they'll get it too, the curse. And I had a friend asking me about this who's not a believer in Jesus or God or anything. He's like, how could people do that? And I told him, well, they believe in this thing called karma. And they believe it in different ways. They wouldn't necessarily, depending on what country you're in, they wouldn't call it karma. Some would. But it's the idea that you get what's coming to you. And he's like, wow, that's tragic. I'm like, I know. But this is also, that is also an American thing. We wouldn't say it in the medical field. Like, well, this is karma. But people still believe in it. I'm like, man, what a bleak outlook that you get what's coming to you. So if you go through any struggles, any pain, tribulation, anything, it's because you deserved it. Like, boy, that's awful. I love the idea. You know what's the opposite of karma? It's this thing called grace. Tell you what, if I started a school, it wouldn't be all these complex school supply lists where you got to get this and that and the other thing, hundreds of dollars worth of stuff. Two things, okay. Students, at Brandt School. Abacus and a puppet. We can take care of the entire curriculum. That's it.
Are we not taking any notes?
Abacus, puppet, pencil. Three things.
What are we writing on?
Paper. Four things. We could do the entire arts, math, all of that. Science. All of it.
Okay.
Four things.
No homework?
No. This is what I need to teach kids. In a high, like we're talking about college preparatory way, I would just need those four things.
Any paper, pencil, subject.
Paper, pencil, puppet, telescope. Telescope too, abacus, telescope. Five things. That's all we need and we're done.
Talking about your new school that you would have.
Yeah, I get frustrated with the school supply lists that are endless.
And if you had a school, you said people would only need, students would only need a puppet, abacus.
And a telescope.
And a telescope.
That's all you would need to bring. And I can use those three things to teach you
any
everything
subject?
You need to know.
Any subject.
Yeah.
Okay, World War I.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with
We're
that?
I don't have to unveil like my lessons plans for everything.
There are teachers listening right now.
It's going to use the abacus and it's going to use the puppet, okay?
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars on supply. So I think they
You're
would
gonna
like to
You're going
to
need your puppets for the World War I unit. Okay.
But you're not going to tell yet.
No,
that's fine.
No.
Okay.
It's funny. Sometimes we work for a wage and we'll be like, okay, I'm making $15 an hour or whatever. Okay, that's pretty good money. If you jumped online right now and found out about what MediShare does, they sponsor our podcast. We're happy about that. But you could wind up spending a few minutes or an hour or whatever, total research or something, and save hundreds of dollars a month. I mean, over the course of a year, that hour or two that you spent doing this research, you're like, man, I made about $4,000 an hour when I did that. I mean, that's what it comes down to. A lot of times we just don't ask questions. We just go with whatever we've got.
Because we don't understand.
Don't understand it.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
There's a website set up just to help you understand. It's for MediShare, and this is a community of believers who share each other's medical burdens. It's an alternative to health insurance that tons of people, as they're finding out about it, are signing up to do it. It's growing like crazy, more than 60% in the past year, but here's the thing. Just go to biblicalhealthcare.com. The idea behind that is we're sharing each other's burdens. That's a biblical idea. And you pray for each other too. But MediShare can maybe save you hundreds of dollars a month as it has for so many other people. All you have to do to get information, again, biblicalhealthcare.com. Or here's the phone number. It's 855-772-5699.
Just kind of hanging out.
Oh, come on.
On a Thursday?
Brant.
What?
Because
oh, my goodness.
Because when we do this, we start with the breaking animal news. That's not where you're going?
Not necessarily.
Okay. All right.
I'm just trying to be chill and hang out, make some conversation.
We're on the radio.
Okay, I understand that. But, oh, my goodness.
Okay, there we go.
We do have breaking animal news. What do you know? I didn't see it coming. I've just been handed this story.
Okay.
Breaking animal news story. Mm-hmm. Man returns home and finds a family of bears in his house. This happened in California, and the guy at Mammoth Lakes. And he's got a video, and yeah, sure enough, he uses his iPhone and captures video. There's bears in his house. He's all freaking out about it. It's three bears.
Okay.
His little family. And okay. He's all, oh no. And the camera's shaking and stuff like that.
Yeah, because there's bears in his house.
This is, to me, that would be the most adorable thing that could happen.
It's not the Berenstain Bears. These are actual bears that can kill you.
If I get a family of three bears to move into my house, how's that not like the cutest story you've ever heard in your whole life.
Well, it ceases to be cute if they maul you.
No, it doesn't.
No,
it gets cuter. See, that's where you and I disagree.
That's where
you part ways,
yeah,
right? I think that's awesome. It's so fairy tale. It's great. There are certain things you're not supposed to talk about in polite company, like politics and religion, but they asked people. I thought this was so interesting. I'm wondering how you would respond to this. Which would you rather talk about around the table? Politics or religion? I was a little surprised. The answer was politics. Spiritual discussion doesn't happen very much. They even asked church people, would you like to have more spiritual discussions or less? Slightly more people said they like to have less. Like, really?
Why? Why do you think that is?
I don't know, because Hollywood's full of spiritual stuff.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, TV is. There's also, like, even PBS. They had that one guy that passed away. They would talk about spiritual things on there. Like, I don't know. I think maybe there's too much emphasis on stuff that doesn't matter so much. I would think you'd want to go there. Like, that's when I feel like I'm actually connecting with somebody. I can listen. You don't have to agree with me. I'd still like to hear your thoughts.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.